This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Police and opposition politicians in Pakistan confirmed Thursday that most of the central leadership of former Prime Minister Imran Khan's political party, as well as hundreds of his supporters, have been arrested. The clampdown comes in response to massive and violent nationwide protests led by Khan's PTI party over his dramatic arrest Tuesday outside a courtroom in the capital of Islamabad. Clashes between protesters and riot police have since killed at least 8 people and injured many others. Police defended the arrests, saying they were made on charges of criminal intimidation, rioting, and assault on state property. Ukraine's defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, made an impassioned plea to European leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday for more military support, saying the fight against Russia is a fight for all of them. In Thursday's video address to the European Defense Summit, Reznikov said it is in the best shared interest of all for Europe to provide Ukraine with as much weaponry as possible. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports Ukraine's air defenses have strengthened significantly since the start of the war.
With the help of Western weapons and growing experience, Ukraine's military has been able to save infrastructure and lives, as well as prevent Russia from achieving air superiority. The great strides made by Ukrainian forces are a critical step as they prepare for a counteroffensive. They dart out by truck to farm fields around the capital, ready to take down enemy drones or missiles. The scramble has become an almost nightly event since Russia resumed regular air attacks on Kyiv on April the 28th after a nearly two-month lull. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. The financial leaders